This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. 200 years ago, way before divas were made by the internet, by TV or radio, there was an international singing sensation named Maria Malibran. She was from Spain, and all over Europe, crowds stopped her on the street and begged her to sing. She performed in opera houses around the world and starred in the New York premiere of Mozart's Don Giovanni. Today, mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli has built a traveling shrine to Malibran. They're sort of on tour together. NPR's Emily Harris caught up with the show in Berlin.
Cecilia Bartoli's obsession began when a producer handed her a picture of Maria Malibran. It was right after her debut, singing Rosina in The Barber of Seville in Rome in 1986.
And I was so fascinated by this lady, especially by the family, because she was studying music with her family. And then I also started singing with my family. I mean, my mother was my teacher, and the father of Malibran also, Garcia. Manuel Garcia was the great tenor of 19th century and teacher of Malibran. So I found some parallels between her voice, since she was a mezzo, I'm a mezzo, her family, my family.
Besides singing an extraordinary vocal range, Malibran also composed music and played several instruments. She defied royalty, refusing to perform for the King of Naples until he ended a ban on applause in a local theater. Bartoli calls Malibran a true diva, a goddess, as the word means in Italian, and a smash hit on earth.
She was the first pop singer, you know, pop megastar in 19th century, without the media possibility. I mean, today, of course, with radio, with TV, you know, but at that time, she only had newspapers, you know. But her career was huge in Europe and in America.
Bartoli's passion for Malibran inspired her new recording, called Maria. It's an album drawn exclusively from Malibran's repertoire and her own compositions, including this, Rataplan. Bartoli doesn't really know, though, how Malibran rolled her R's, because there are no recordings of the 19th century star. Bartoli has only the scores.
Having a recording, of course, you can clear, listen to the way of phrasing, to the way of making colors and things like that. We have to recreate this. We cannot talk about imitation, but at least to follow a little bit this colors that you have in the music and to try to translate this into the vocality, to the voice.
After 20 years of singing many of the same roles as Malibran and collecting her scores, playbills, and costumes anywhere she could, Bartoli is now taking a Malibran show on the road. The memorabilia travels in a specially designed tractor-trailer truck. It parks outside the theaters where Bartoli performs and is free and open to the public.
I wanted to show this collection, but I didn't want to do it in a theater. I said, no, this has to be in a very Malibran way, you know. The Malibran was traveling. Malibran was always in movement.
One of Bartoli's most prized items was a gift from a collector. It's the bracelet Malibran wore to play Cinderella in Gioacchino Rossini's version of the fairy tale. 200 years ago, that's what turned the poor stepdaughter into a princess, since showing feet trying on glass slippers would have been far too risque.
I performed this piece many, many times in my careers, and to have the bracelet, you know, it was really something special. I never wear this myself, but who knows, one day in a special production, maybe.
Bartoli also treasures original scores of music that Malibran composed. She's a good sport. On request, she leans over, peers through a glass case, and sight reads Malibran's La Tarantella.
You have the piano part. It's a little bit like that. I love this piece, and I think shows the incredible potentiality that Maria had as a composer. You can also learn the personality of Malibran. She was a very extrovert character. Really, she wanted to live at the 100%, you know, even too much.
Malibran died when she was 28 years old in a horseback riding accident. Just before leaving, I accidentally call opera megastar Cecilia Bartoli the wrong name.
Jack, I just called you Maria.
Yes, it lapses.
Don't worry, you're not the first one.
No, this has happened already.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.
Sempre in una spera.